Yeah, and
I completely agree with Stephen. We are not done getting information about this movie. They have already said, kind of as soon as this noticing of the sort of homogenous nature of this cast came out, there was some, well, there are still some people left to come, including one major female character. And, like, you know, a lot of sort of not backpedaling, but, you know.
Reassurance.
Behind covering happened right away. And that's all fine. And I don't question that. It doesn't mean the movie's going to be bad. It doesn't mean that I'm not going to see it. It doesn't mean it's not going to be brilliant. There are brilliant movies made up of casts of white dudes, and it's not that there can't be. But you can't be defensive about people looking at a bunch of white dudes and saying, the first thing I notice is that there's a cast of white dudes. And when people started to bring this up, there kind of gets to be this somewhat prickly reaction of saying, the word that I heard was audit. It's ridiculous to go through and audit the cast for sort of diversity. And
you mean looking at them with your eyes?
And that's, but you know, it's, you say that, but that is kind of, I think the problem with that approach is that it assumes that looking at the diversity of a cast is a second undertaking after kind of your organic, natural reaction to it. Then you go back and look at it for diversity. And I can tell you that, granted, you know, I absolutely write about this stuff a lot. I think about this stuff a lot. So that's part of it. But when I look at a bunch of people in a room, if they are all white guys, it stands out to me right away. It's not something where I have to sit there and be like, okay, now I'm going to audit the cast for diversity. And it's the same thing. Like, if you give me a list of, you know, 50 writers, how many of them are white people? How many of them are women? That kind of stuff. I noticed right away it's in my taking in of that list in the first place. It's not a separate thing. And I think it's only a separate thing if you think of it like, you know, it's sort of, you know, the norm is for it to be a bunch of white dudes. You know, you can't expect every movie to be activist. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that bothers me a little bit, because it's kind of like what you're saying, is that the audit that people are talking about is looking at the picture. They released the picture. What do you want me to do? Like, I look at it, and that's...
You were supposed to only smile approvingly at the picture.
Well, yeah. The other thing is, what are you supposed to notice about it? Like, what are you supposed to say about that cast? Like, what trenchant analysis is being pushed aside because you're focusing on the diversity of the cast?
They released it so you would get excited about Leia, Han, and Luke being in the cast. That's why they released it. They almost didn't think about everybody else around them. I guarantee you.
Well, and what I'm saying is, you got to start thinking about it.
Absolutely.
Because there's people like me out there in the world who, it stands out quickly. It's not like, I don't know. Go ahead, Petra.
What also really disturbs me about this, which you just mentioned in passing, is that the idea that something that is not all white and male is by definition activist, as opposed to the right thing to do.
Right.
You know?
Well, and gives you the opportunity to tell a richer story, which is really a big component part. It's just a matter of putting out a diverse cast. It's you just tell a better story that way.
And this came up in a conversation that I read recently with one of the people who was involved in making Noah. And our friend Audie Cornish, I believe, was the one who directed me to this story. Essentially, they asked about the fact that in Noah, this biblical epic that does not take place in Sweden, everybody in it was a white person. And they kind of asked, unfortunately, I don't remember who it was, but it was not Aronofsky, it was somebody else, maybe from casting, who was talking about casting that movie and said, well, the thing is, if you get focused on trying to make it diverse, then you get focused on kind of a little bit of everybody, and it winds up looking like a Benetton ad, and it's very fake and distracting.
Maybe they could have had two of each race.
So basically what he winds up saying literally in this interview, and this is a real person who really gave this interview, basically he's like, we wanted to just say this is a story that's about all of humanity, and we didn't want it to be distracting that, like, it was a, you know, that you were trying to cram every kind of person in there. So we figured we just wanted them to be just, we didn't want to make it an issue. So we made them all white people.
And I was like, is this coming across on mic? This is me palming my face so hard you can hear it.
Yeah.